Friends are wonderful things. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Friends are wonderful beings. Well, they say to have a friend, you must be a friend. And many people have attitudes about what a friend is. A friend is someone who will allow you to be yourself while they are themselves and just be a wonderful relationship that way. A friend is a person who lets you reach over the heaped up problems in their heart and find the goodness that is there. And they do the same for you. Now, I call this a lot of garbage. I would like to redefine the word friend. And I'd like to define the word friend as an unconditional lover. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. A friend, an unconditional lover? My neighbor is my friend, and I'm an unconditional lover with my neighbor? What's her husband or her wife going to think, or his wife going to think? Well, what's going to go on? Oh, my. Oh, dear. You see, the moment we say the word love, we right away put it in a context that is a particular rather than universal. And when we think of love, we think of it from its universal point of view. Love has no limitations. Love has no attitude about it that it needs to be or doesn't need to be. Love makes no comparisons. Love does not need to be appreciated to be there. Love does not need to have somebody constantly saying, I love you, I love you, I love you. Love does not need that at all. Love exists all by itself as a beautiful, wonderful expression of the unity of all. The unity of all. Now, when I have a friend, I say to this friend, hey, how you doing? And the friend says, oh, I got problems. I need money. I need this. I need that. And I say, well, that's great. You just hang right in there and follow whatever your dream is. Don't you understand me? Don't you understand? Yeah, what kind of friend are you that you're not even thinking about my problems? You're not even thinking about all the troubles I've got, all the worries that I got. What kind of a friend are you? My goodness sakes. And I say, well, I'm a friend who loves you at all times, whether you have money or whether you don't. I'm a friend who loves you whether you have friends or whether you don't. I'm a friend who loves you under all circumstances, under all circumstances. And there are no circumstances to my love for you, because I love you unconditionally, without circumstances. I love you without any attitude, without any thinking of belonging. I don't need to worry about your problems with you. I see you wonderful. I love you unconditionally, and you have no problems. When I love you unconditionally, I see you as a fulfilled master, as a wonderful being, as a happy, happy, happy person. But what about the problems that I got? Hey, a friend doesn't see those things. A friend just reaches right past them and sees the greatness that is within you. Sees the wonder that is within you. And, you know, if each person were able to see as an unconditionally lover sees, each person would look right past all of those limitations that once held them in bondage and no longer allow them to be anything that keep them down. Now, an unconditional lover never has a problem. An unconditional lover is a fantastic, glorious being. An unconditional lover is eternally so. Now, are you an unconditional lover? Are you a person who is able to look at your friends and see them glorious? Do you reach down, as I do, to Rex, my beautiful golden retriever, and I just put my arms around his chest and his back and his neck, and I huggle him and snuggle him, and he may have just been doing something that I didn't approve of. He may have just been doing something that was, ugh, 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 and I just love him. I don't see him doing things that are ugh. I don't see him doing things that I don't approve of. I don't see him in any way. And because I don't see him doing that, he is just a snuggler. He is just a lover. He is just a wonderful guy, because that's what I am. And I love him unconditionally. And I love my friends in that same way I love Rex. I love them unconditionally. I don't love them to help them with their problems. I don't love them to recognize they even have problems. I look past those problems as the divine in me is the unconditional lover, and sees them all happy and joyful and fulfilled right now. I don't love you to make things happen in your life. I don't love you to be your partner or your friend who does the work for you, or who gives you a job, or who gives you a loan, or who gives you kind words, or whatever it is. I don't even see that. I just love you because you're wonderful. Hi, Joe, how you doing? Man, you're looking great. It's wonderful to see you. And looking great is not a matter of judgment. It's just a matter of repartee. It's a matter of saying, hi, Joe, you're fantastic. Well, now, why would I say he's fantastic when he might not be? Because that's all I know him to be. That's all I know I to be. That's all I know me to be. I am fantastic, so I see Joe fantastic. I see Mary fantastic. I see everyone in the world fantastic. This is what the world is all about, a reflection of who I am. And the people, the friends that I have, our friends, not because they need me, not because they want me, not because I'm important in their life, but because I like myself. Therefore, I like everyone in the world. I like me. Therefore, every being on the face of the earth is liked by me. You say, well, some people aren't very nice. Well, that's because you see them that way. I see everyone glorious. I have walked into some of the most hideous places on earth and seen that glorious, and so it was. I was on the battlefields in the Navy in the Second World War, and our aircraft carrier was being bombarded by kamikazes and so forth, and I was sitting reading poetry, and I was doing these things because I was not on duty. I was not in a position of a fighter. I was a navigator. And so I was doing the things that I wanted to do, as I always do. And I walked down lanes on islands in the Pacific where they were not yet secured. And I didn't know they were not secured, and I didn't care. I walked down that lane singing and giving all the snipers a chance to shoot at me, but I didn't even know there were snipers there, and I didn't care. I loved everyone, and I was happy. Happy! Truly happy, to my very soul I was happy. And all around me, everyone was my friend. Everyone was a joyous being in my life, because that's what I was. Oh yes, I walked into the ghetto areas of Chicago when we were told to go to the various churches and see them, and we were in ministerial school, and we had to know what other churches were like. And as I walked into the ghetto area where I wasn't familiar, in my dressed-up Sunday outfit with my buddies who were also dressed up in their Sunday outfit, many of the people came up to us with their knives and with their other things, trying to be threatening, but we were untouched. Because we were doing what we were supposed to do, and we just loved them. And turned out that one of the young men, his mother was the minister of the very church we were going to see. And you see, when you just love unconditionally, everyone is your friend. Everyone is a joy and a delight in your life. To love unconditionally is to first love yourself without reservation. And as you love yourself, you naturally love everything in your world without reservation. Say that for yourself today. It's a wonderful thing to do. I love it. I love it. I love it. And I know so will you. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.